This special program was brought to you by the Dairy Farm Families of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Did you know that today Wisconsin produces more than 600 varieties, types, and styles of American, international style, and original cheeses that win more awards than any other state or country? To learn more, visit eatwisconsincheese.com.
Hey, I'm Jimmy Carboni from Beer Sessions Radio. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Pizza Party. I'm your host, Talia Ralph. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from none other than Roberta's Pizza in Bushwick, Brooklyn, in walking distance from some of New York's best pizza, though that's but one of the things we'll be debating today. Since this is the first ever episode of Pizza Party, I'd like to take just a minute to sort of lay the groundwork, heat the stone, shred the cheese, stoke the fire, any, you know, pizza analogy you want to go with, for what the show is all about. A friend of mine once speculated that pizza is the great economic equalizer of New York City, and I've sort of wondered about that ever since, because pizza is one of the handful of dishes that's available in every neighborhood, any time of day or night, quite often for the low, low price of $1, though not always. It fuels a huge range of people that move through this city. And, you know, whether or not that's true nationally, that's another story and one we hope to get to on the show. But it certainly begs the question, what is it about pizza that makes it so universally appealing? And what does it tell us about our city, our culture, our taste, our supply chains, our dirty secrets, you know, ourselves? And yes, we are going to do some self-introspection via pizza over pizza, because on Pizza Party, no topic is off limits. We're going to eat the stuff while we talk. So we're looking at the wide, wonderful world of pizza from every angle, because the humble pizza pie is actually quite the mover and shaker. And I'm super excited today to have the delivery of said pizzas as the topic of our first show. We've got one of the best in the business, Bill Meyer, who has been a bike messenger since 1982, right, Bill?
Yes, correct.
And delivered pizzas to, I would assume, thousands upon thousands of hungry New Yorkers for, you know, around 20 years, in the studio with us today. And we're going to have him share his valuable pizza experience. We also have Michael Nichols, Christopher Walker, and Joshua Simpson of No Weather Productions, who have produced a great, really stunning short documentary about Bill called Delivery. So thank you guys for being on us. On the show on Heritage
Hello.
Radio today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
So I want to get into the documentary, but first I have to ask your honest opinion of the Roberta's pie, especially yours, Bill. What did you think of it?
Oh, I love it. I've always loved Roberta's pies. I haven't really had that many of them, but they're different. Everybody pretty much makes a different product. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, I like it. It's good. I mean,
what do you look for in a pizza? Like, what's your pizza?
I like
requirement.
Crunchy on the bottom, nice and gooey on the top, mm-hmm. and flavor. And right. I love flavor. And if your crust can still remain like crispity by the time you finish it, by the time you finish the slice, if your crust can remain crispity, that's a good crust.
That's an indicator.
Taste really is the bottom line.
Cool. Do you have a favorite in the city, or is that like tough call?
I really like Roberta's Pizza. I really like Best Pizza. It's they're different. They're completely different products.
For sure. And you could go on for hours.
There are a veritable plethora of shops I could name that have like the best square slice, the best regular slice. The best white slice, you know.
For sure.
So I would have to say no, I don't have a particular favorite, but there are a handful and a half of shops that are just to fight for, you know.
For sure. And you were working at Best Pizza when?
I had been working at Best Pizza since they were about 2 months old. I no longer work at present. Frank and I decided to just go diversify, go different ways. I have a number of different shops I deliver for now. One of them is a pizza shop. And again, it is a completely different product.
For sure.
Yeah, and then I have a little crepe shop and a bakery. Right. So I switch it up. It's diversification, if you will.
Yes. I definitely want to get into the diversification in a second, but I'm wondering how you guys found Bill and sort of the story of how you approached him to do a documentary on a pizza delivery guy.
I'm going to throw that one there. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think that Josh should start this because the whole concept for delivery was his idea. So I'll let you.
Yeah, we had this idea to film a delivery person, and we had kind of brainstormed on all the different types of delivery in the city and all different ways that it happens. And we were kind of like, what's the most interesting, or how are we going to start? And so date wise, it kind of lined up that we were like, well, what's the big date? What's the big delivery date? And it was the Super Bowl. And so we're like, well, what do you order on the Super Bowl? You order pizza, of course. And so we started looking for pizza places, and we did maybe 2 days of casting in the freezing cold, me and Mike running around to as many different places we could find. And, of course, the last one, but we had probably seen maybe 10, 15.
Yeah.
We walk in and we had kind of polished our spiel, you know, approaching these people, like we were talking about awkwardness of approaching strangers and just kind of like telling them and, you know, getting people to respond to you. And we didn't even get like half a sentence in, and the guy just said, I got your guy right here. Like, you're looking for Bill, you know? And I was kind of like, is he just like screwing with us? Or is like, you know, we look over and meet Bill, and it kind of just, it all happened after that. It all made sense.
For sure. And Bill, what was it like? I've always wondered what it's like to be on the other end of that. Like, hey, we want to make a documentary. Were you totally weirded out or excited, flattered?
Well, it was interesting. I asked them what they had in mind. They had presented me, we want to make a documentary about you. Mm-hmm. I was, well, what do you have in mind? What's the deal? And they explained their premise to me, and I was totally down with it. The only condition is I'm not going to wait for you. If you want to wait, I mean, I'm not going to switch my work up. And they did pretty good. They kept up.
Yeah, they kept up with you.
Bill was true to his word on that promise.
So, Bill, I'm wondering what it's like. I bike around the city, not nearly as hardcore as you do, but I'm wondering what it's like delivering pizza versus delivering other things. Like, I feel like a pizza is something, one, it's hard to balance. Like, at one point in the documentary, you're balancing, like, 8 pies on your handlebars, which is a really crazy scene. And, you know, if you want to share how you learned to do that, that would be amazing. But sort of what is it like bringing food to people, being on the road? Are you like friends with some people and not with others? The rivalry, like, you know.
Well, pretty much the deliverers are all pretty much down with each other. I mean, their personal relationships are their personal relationships, but pizza is the most labor intensive food I have ever delivered, because it's got to be level, it's got to be fast. And personally, I like pizza, I like the cheese on my pizza, not on my box. So for me, it's got to be harder than it looks for me. And I learned how to do it by myself. I basically was thrust into here, go deliver these pizzas. And fortunately, they had a pizza bag, which has a handle that you can actually hold and keep the pizza level. Mm-hmm. And it's a little more labor intensive. Other food is very, very much easier.
Right. So, like, what is it about pizza? Did you just become, like, sort of an expert, or did you draw?
I just inadvertently... I mean, Best Pizza was my first pizza delivery job ever, and I was doing a friend a favor. Next thing I knew, it was, here, go deliver these pizzas. I had to figure out that trip how to do it. And, you know, of course, as the years have rolled on so far, the nuance becomes a little easier. But basically, I just started being a pizza delivery guy, and that was the job I had. So I didn't really think about it until I covered a couple friends' occasional food delivery shifts. Then it was like, wow, this is a lot easier.
Yeah. But people are probably always really happy to see you, right?
Oddly enough, people are really happy to see me.
Which many professions cannot say.
Yeah.
Nobody walks in the doctor is like, yes.
Depends on your doctor, I guess.
True. But so guys, this is part of a larger web series you're doing on food delivery, people who deliver food. So I'm wondering why you chose to sort of look into this area of food that a lot of us don't know about unless, you know, like Bill, you're doing it for a long time and out there. What was it that sort of drew you to this topic, and what else do you have sort of on the docket for people that you're following, interviewing?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of those things about New York that I think for me coming here from California, it's overwhelming how different it is here, and, you know, all that only in New York type stuff. And so seeing these guys on bikes, or, you know, you don't really notice them in cars as much, but like those little scooters with the hand covers and all this, all the weird like makeshift ways that it gets done is fascinating to me. And a lot of my work and our work is like kind of drawing your interest to things that you would normally ignore because you don't have enough time to look at it. And so, that was kind of what drew us to it. And, I think that there's a lot to still be explored. Different seasons to deliver in, and different types of food, different neighborhoods, and how that all is the same and is different.
For sure. Do you have anyone else lined up?
Like, no one specifically, but we have some leads. We have some ideas.
Would you be willing to share what they are, or people that you're looking specifically? You know, you want someone who delivers crepes or Mexican food, or.
Hey, I deliver crepes.
Oh, we're going to do another bill again. There we go.
Right.
That would definitely be worth doing.
Bill, you could just change what you deliver, and they could just follow you as you deliver.
It'll be a series about Bill.
Well, we're actually looking for, we want to hit all the boroughs, and or at least a bunch of different neighborhoods in Brooklyn at the very least, but we'd love to do Manhattan, and... you know, we'd love to film in the snow. We'd love to film in the middle of the summer. So if someone's out there that wants to be part of this, hit us up.
Hit you guys up. Yeah. So, Bill, I know that Best Pizza was doing Seamless, and I know that a lot of places use Seamless or some sort of online ordering. Has that changed the way you do your job? Does it make it easier, harder?
It makes it busier, but a little bit more annoying.
How so?
Just the way they bill, the way they can put a tip on their order. The restaurant actually has control over, like, say I order two pies and a soup, and I don't put a tip on. The restaurant can have an automatic tip or an automatic percentage. And a lot of these guys either don't know about it or don't care. So you get $2 all night. You get $2 tips all night, and you're going halfway to the moon. In the rain and snow for $2, and they don't even know or care. It's just a little annoying. Now, it's not exclusive, of course, because some people are very generous on Seamless, but it definitely increases the business.
Right. And I've always wondered this just from a personal perspective. Like, if someone's ordering a pizza on Seamless, do you like to get tipped in cash? Do you like them to add the tip? Like, do you care?
It doesn't make any difference.
Doesn't faze you. Cool. At the end of the film, like, I think the film is interesting because it's about pizza, it's about you, but it also sort of, like, makes you step back and say, like, hey, what am I doing with my life, and am I happy with it? And I really like, I mean, I like at the end of the film how you sort of say that. I mean, you didn't say that at the end, but it's a nice sort of message to leave with. You're like, I really like this, you know, and I'm wondering what about it makes you say that, and what that was sort of like to get to that point where you're realizing, like, I like doing this thing, even if people think it's hard or it is really difficult, it's a weird thing to do, you know. What was that process like for you?
I decided I liked it a long, long time ago. And it's not even so much as much as I don't mind doing it. People need it. It's got to be as old as prostitution as far as a job. It's necessary. It keeps me outside. It keeps me on meeting everybody. It keeps me somewhat healthy and fit. And it's fun. I mean, it can be a brutal nightmare, but, you know, if you look at it overall, it's something I don't mind doing, and it's fun.
For sure. Well, on that, we're just going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a second. You guys are listening to Pizza Party on Heritage Radio Network.
Yeah.
Welcome back. You guys are listening to Pizza Party on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Talia Ralph, and we are talking pizza from every angle. Today, we are lucky enough to have a group of filmmakers in the studio with us behind a new short film, Delivery. The guys from No Weather Productions, Michael Nichols, Christopher Walker, and Joshua Simpson. If you guys have not seen it yet, definitely check it out. It's 10 minutes and it's worth it. The subject of the film is Bill Meyer. He is a veteran of pizza delivery, bike messaging, food delivery in general. He's been doing it since 1982, and he was working with Best Pizza, arguably one of the best pizzas in Brooklyn, something maybe we should get into a little bit on the show at a later date. I'm wondering if you shot for 4 days, right? Did you subsist exclusively on pizza?
Yeah, we got pizza at the end of every shift. Yeah.
Pizza and beer.
Filming, yeah.
And was that enough?
Don't forget the beer.
Yeah. Pizza and beer is a very, nice food marriage, super carb heavy. Bill, we were just talking about this a little bit, but if you're looking to eat something at the end of the night, are you eating a whole pizza or you're looking to eat something else when you're done delivering?
Well, it's a great blood sugar fixer, if I'm shaking or something. And I love pizza and I eat it, but for the most part, I can eat a handful of slices and still want to go out and get something to eat.
For sure.
Like a steak.
And are you eating and hanging out with other delivery guys, or are you all sort of lone?
Often I end up at a bar that fills up with other delivery people. Yes, right. Regular messengers and food delivery people.
Cool. And not to make you divulge the spots, but are there any where are all you guys hanging out after?
Well, personally, I like to go to the East River Bar because it's very close to a place I work at 4 nights a week, and many friends of mine frequent and work there. I like to go to the Second Chance Saloon, which I have a history from when they started. Also, many deliverers go there. There's a lot. there's a few.
For
Lady
sure.
J's down the street I go to once in a while.
So, and sort of the group of people that are bike messengers or delivering, are you unique? You've been doing this for 30 plus years, right? Is it most people that have been doing it as a career for a long time, or do you see a lot of people popping in and out just doing it?
We see a lot of people popping in and out, and that's been the case ever since I started. But most of the kids, and they're all kids. I'm almost twice a good part of their ages. Most of the kids that come and hang out have been doing it for at least 4 or 5 years. And many of them have hit their 10-year mark now, and
wow.
Most of the 20-year and up are either out of town, unable to do it anymore, or are just done. They're just done with it.
Yeah, how does that break down? There's always every profession has burnout, and then lifers, people in between. What do you see? Is there one reason that people will duck out, or conversely, something that gets them hooked?
Is it just one reason is getting hurt. Another, maybe their spousal equivalent is just I'm divorcing you if you go back to work today. death kind of cuts it off a little bit.
Yeah.
But we lose too many kids,
Yeah, that's actually something I wanted to ask you about. I mean, it's dangerous biking in the city no matter what. It's insane, the numbers of people that get hit walking or biking.
Yeah.
You're out there more than most people. I mean, what do you think could be done to make it safer, easier for you to do your job?
My bottom line is you have to watch your own ass, because there's a really good chance nobody else is doing it for you. Mm-hmm. And I might have used this one in the film, but my personal rule of thumb is half of the drivers genuinely do not see me. I can appreciate that. The other half are trying to get me, right? Hopefully it's not like that. It seems like it is. If you just look at it from an overview, that's what it seems like it is. But with any luck, it's not anywhere near that. But that's just a rule of thumb I've come up with, again, years ago.
For sure. So
but
what
the
are
kids
some
are good. I like the kids.
The kids on the bikes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are some of your tricks or strategies, if I'm out there in the city on the bike, maybe with 8 pizzas on my handlebars, probably not.
Go carefully. Don't drop the pizzas. Well, as far as like getting doored, a lot of kids will get doored. I've been doored. I've been hurt getting doored, which is somebody opening their door on you as you pass them. Rule of thumb I try to use on that is try to stay farthest enough away from the parked car to where you don't have as much room to dodge the door mm-hmm. without actually being in the middle of the lane of traffic.
Mm-hmm. So take the door into account.
Well, yeah, just use like an internal measuring device, you know, like your brain. But, but it's basically you're on your bike. You're the only one riding your bike. So you need to figure out the best, most efficient, and most comfortable way for you to ride your bike. Forget what anybody else says. You know, saying, oh, your bike is so this or that. It's like, well, then go get your own bike, you know, or whatever. But you're basically riding your own bike. So you back to watch your own ass because nobody else is.
Right. For sure. And so, like, you sort of, what you do straddles two worlds in a way, the world of cycling and messaging, and then the world of food and pizza. Have you ever thought of going one way or the other, being like, you know what, I want to work on a bike shop, or I want to race, or the other end of like, you know, I know a lot about pizza, maybe I should, like, get into this, or you've always been happy with sort of where you are in the mix?
I like to switch it up, you know, like, You know, I don't mind doing the same thing over and over and over, especially if I can do it well. But it's great to be able to do other things really well also. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I've dispatched messenger companies over the years, and I've ridden regular messenger much over the years. And I've delivered a lot of food. So I guess I'd have to say I'm happy where I am in most respects. There's a couple of things that could use tuning or work, but, you know, work on.
Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah, I'm good. I'm good with delivering things I'm able to deliver and getting paid for it. I don't mind that. For and sure. Sometimes I'll even do it for free. There are times I'll even pay to do it. You know, I mean, if it's that necessary.
You will pay to deliver?
Well, I mean, if it's an emergency situation, if somebody I know needs something that is going to cost me time and or money, they got it. Otherwise, no. I am going to get paid.
You're a good friend. You're a good friend to have on speed dial, to a bike messenger with pizza connection.
I am definitely a go-to, I need you to do this for me guy. Now I just have to fix my phone. My screen crapped out on my phone yesterday. So it's basically useless right now. I can answer calls.
It's the worst. Probably happens to you more than most of us. Happens to me a lot.
Once or no less than once, but way no more than twice. So.
Sort of throwing that question out to you guys. You do a lot of different projects, and I know you've dabbled in some documentary. Have you ever thought, or did filming Bill and sort of hearing him talk about how he feels make you think like, oh, maybe I should, you know, have you ever had that moment? Either when you were filming this or...
I mean, I've definitely enjoyed getting on my bike more. I do a lot already, but just kind of like thinking of Bill. In fact, the other day I was telling these guys I had a giant piece of photo gear that I was renting and I brought my bike down there and my plan was to just put it on the frame and walk it home. And I said, you know what, I'm going to give this a try. And so I threw this, you know, 40-pound, $5,000 light up on the handlebars and put one hand over it like Bill does in the movie and rode it home and it was fine. I was pretty proud of myself after that.
Borrowing technique. Yeah. Bill, you're inspiring people. You could start awesome. Like a school.
I'm feeling proud right now. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't even take my hands off my handlebars when I'm on my bike, but I'm kind of a wuss.
And by the way, this Roberta pizza is yummy.
Good to know. Yummy. Second slice. Yeah. I'm glad you're enjoying it. So, to the directors, Michael, Chris, who cut it, and Josh, you know, what were you hoping to communicate to people who are watching this? You know, what do you think some people are walking away from Bill's story thinking or thinking about more?
I mean, I think that we always try to let the viewer sort of be immersed in the world. We want to sort of feel like the action's happening and sort of get that sort of real sense that you're sort of experiencing along with Bill. So... yeah, I mean, we didn't know what would come out of it. I mean, when we started filming, we knew that we'd film someone doing something sort of repetitively, so that would lead to a lot of variety with the way that we could shoot, and we could shoot from different angles and that kind of thing. But we had no idea what kind of person we'd ultimately end up following, and we could only hope that the person was interesting and engaging. And then when we met Bill And then we started hanging out with Bill. It was like, you know, this guy is like incredible. This guy is like funny, charming, has crazy stories, like incredibly endearing. So we just, you know, as we started filming, we're just like, well, let's just like let Bill talk and sort of just see him doing what he's so good at, and then hearing like about his stories and sort of what he's dealing with on a day-to-day basis. And I think, you know, that's, we just wanted to capture a little bit of that and let you know what it's like to be this guy. And I think that, it's pretty entertaining and illuminating.
Yeah, Bill, I can't see if you're blushing because you have a big bushy beard on you, but what's it like? I mean, I've never been the subject of a documentary or had people say nice things like that about me. I mean, how, what's it like sort of being at the center of the whole thing, having cameras on you, having them, you know, just want to let you talk?
In a way, it's flattering. It's flattering.
Sure. And sort of like taking that question for you, there's a lot in your life that most people who you deliver to or that order a pizza never think about or never know that you deal with.
Oh, I mean, would have no idea about, yeah.
So what are some of those things that you're like, God, I wish people knew? The documentary is like a good starting point.
Well,
but
I mean, a lot of things are called personal issues for that reason. You know, I mean, I have a 22-year-old daughter I love dearly, you know, and she's a superstar, and she got herself in a little trouble, and now she's digging herself out of it, you know, and that weighs a lot on me. I'm still looking for a regular place to live, mm-hmm. so that also weighs on me. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, most people don't need to know what my issues are.
For sure. Do some of those stem, though, for like from the hours or the, you know, yes. living on tips? And
yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of, actually, I'm really excited about like the building conversation around tipped workers and restaurant workers. I mean, would you rather get a flat salary or?
Well, I get a wage and then whatever I make in tips.
And is that wage the $213, the tipped workers?
It's, yeah, it's a slightly above that, but miles below. Miles below minimum wage. Mm-hmm. Yeah, otherwise, I mean, you want work. You know, you don't want to go to work and sit around all night. Mm-hmm. Unless you have a great wage and they let you drink or something.
Mm-hmm. Right. The drinking's a nice perk, but you otherwise, can't, like, pay rent with a drink, right?
I mean, yeah, otherwise.
What job is that?
I know, right? The job I want.
Right. Great. Well, thank you guys so much. We're almost out of time, but for those of you who haven't seen the documentary, it's called Delivery. Can you guys just tell our listeners a little bit about where they can find it, look for other stuff you're working on?
Sure. Yeah. We have a Vimeo page. It's just No Other on Vimeo. And you can just Google Delivery in Vimeo and you can find it really, really easily. And our other projects are on there as well. And then Josh Simpson has an awesome website for his photography.
JoshuaSimpsonPhotography.com.
Cool. And then, Bill, if people want the opportunity for you to be their delivery guy, who are you delivering for these days?
They would call Brick House Pizza on Bedford between South 4th and South 5th on Thursday, Friday, Sunday, or Monday nights. They would call the brand new Crepeteria on Manhattan and Nassau in Greenpoint all day Saturday. 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
And Bill, you got an Instagram too, right?
I do have an Instagram. It is Bill Delivers.
Are you Instagramming on your bike?
No.
Good bike safety. That was a test to see if you live by your creed of like watch your own ass on your bike.
No, I
do not take out your phone.
I pull over to take pictures.
Great. Well, it's been awesome having you guys in the studio for this pilot episode of Pizza Party. We are broadcasting live as always from Roberta's Pizza in Bushwick, Brooklyn, eating pizza, talking about pizza, looking at the world through pizza, cut two holes in there. So we look forward to seeing you guys and having you listen in next episode. I'm your host, Talia Ralph, and this is Heritage Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.